So continuing on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. So yeah. So there are a few more cases after the ones that we did, and even more than the ones we ran through yesterday. But it's sort of does sort of, you know, is throwing them around. So I guess as they come up, we'll have to look into them. Okay, so anyway, let's take the first case. We'll see if our framework holds up. Kofso umeis birov. That's the first case. He tied him up, and he died from hunger. So Rava says he's pater. Pater. Yeah, and Rashi says what again? Dibishah shekofso ein kan dovor hariga. When he tied him, there was nothing deadly present. V'harov ba me'elav, the hunger came by itself. V'holech v'chazak, and it got increasingly stronger. La'achar zman kol shah, every minute it gets increasingly stronger. V'lo dami letzamtzem b'mayim u'be'or. It's not like confining him in water or in the fire or heat, whatever it is. Dehahoreg mizuman. Yeah. So it's not like that, because here he's saying the horeg is not mizuman, is what he's saying. It comes slowly, but it's not present at the time. It's not like the water and the fire where the guy is in the situation, and then you confine him there. Here you're not confining him in the presence of any horeg. Now take a look at Tosos, short Tosos here. Kofso umeis berov. Afilu hoya rov kivar. Even if the guy is starving, he's really hungry. Bishoa shekofso. Hadn't eaten in 2 days, and you tie him up. Kevan de im lo hoya mischazek olav harov. Since if the hunger had not increased against him, hadn't strengthened against him, lo hoya mace, he would not have died. Havale sof ra'av lavo. It's like the case where this hunger will come in the end. Delo domi lekofso bechama, not like putting him in the sun, not like tying him up in the sun. Shekvar noflo olav chama, sheroi lomos ba, where the sun that would kill him already fell upon him. Fantastic. Fantastic, Tosus. We got to figure it out, though.
Yeah. Well, I think
so what does he mean? What does he mean? This is the key question. What does he mean, even if you tied him up when he was super hungry, starving, right? Since, if it was not mischazik olav ha-ro'ov, he would not have died, that's the key question. That's the key issue. Lo. Then it's just considered so fro of lovo, as opposed to the guy in the sun. That, what does he say? Shekvar noflo olav chama sheroi lamas ba. You hear what he's saying? Yeah. That's right. In other words, over by the sun, it's the same sun. It's just that it takes time for that sun. It takes time for the effect of that sun to kill you. Okay. But it's the effect of the same sun that accumulates. It's the sun that is roi to kill you. Right now, the sun, the sun is the agent of death, because it is roi to kill you. So you expose the person, you trap the person in the mamus. The mamus exists right now, and you keep him there. But the hunger that kills him doesn't exist now. It is not the same hunger that you're exposed to over time. The longer you don't eat, the greater the hunger itself becomes. the greater the every moment that you don't eat is a new experience of hunger. And the deadly hunger doesn't exist right now. It's not like an exposure to a deadly object. He was never in the situation of the Mamus that I can say I kept him in the situation of the Mamus. Because the Mamus is the hunger, is the hunger of 5 days. The 5 day hunger is the one that is ready to kill him. That's the only hunger that's ready to kill him. And it doesn't exist now. So that's so raw of Lavo. But the sun is at its deadly strength right now. It just requires exposure to it. It's very, very good chiluk. To do, just to show you though, in other words, I think our framework is helpful in the way of thinking about it. Because we're saying that you need to have the Mamus present. Right? And your Maisa has to confine you to the effect of the Mamus. Right? The Mamus had to be there. The only thing is, you weren't in the situation that the Mamus was deadly to you yet. And your Maisa of Mitzamtzeim converts the Mamus, the situation of the Mamus, into a deadly one, right? Based on your ability to remove yourself from it or not. But in order to say that there's a Maisa at all, the Mamus has to be there. In order to even to say, because that's what we were saying, Grumma. The realm of Grumma is where you're doing something to the Gavra, but the Mamus is not present. Or you're doing something with the Mamus, but the Gavra is not receiving it. And it's just setting it up for a future thing. Right? But if the Mamus is... So the Mamus has to be part of your Maisa. Your Maisa must in some way include the Mamus itself. Either by actually delivering it, that's an overt Maisa. Or... forcing the person into the effect of it that makes the situation of the Mamus now deadly to the Gavra. But if it wasn't there at all, he's not doing anything, he's not involved with the Mamus. Yeah. That's a grammar. The key is to differentiate between an entity that is a Mamus, that is not that requires us, that is not at this moment deadly to the individual. The mistake is to say, well, since hunger and the sunlight are both situations that you can withstand for a short time but not for a long time, to therefore equate them. But it's not true. They're very, very different. The sun itself is a killer. It has, as a cheftza, it's a mamus. It's just a slow-acting Mamus, right? So now your confining him is like driving the heart, the knife into his heart. And a knife is also a Mamus, but if it was moving very slowly towards him, there would be time for him. You wouldn't say it's deadly to him until he's inescapable from it. So basically, you're tying him to the Mamus by confining him to it. You're directing the full effects of the Mamus to the Gavra. That's a mitzamtzim. But the hunger is not a thing that is a Mamus. It's just deprivation of food, and there's no entity that you can say you are employing to deliver him, delivering something to him. You're not delivering anything to the person at all. So that's purely your grumma. The thing that you're delivering, at most you can say the thing that you're delivering to him doesn't exist at this moment. So that would be a grumma, because you're not your Maisa, even your Maisa of Mitzamtzim is not involving the Mamus at that moment. Yeah, that's right, exactly. Right. And that's why he's saying it's akin to, it's what they call Sof Ra of Lavo, meaning to say it's like the Sof Chama Lavo. Right, the sun is not there now. He's not in the presence of the Mamus. But, so therefore it's a grama. Okay, but that brings up the next tosis, which is very, much, much harder. At least to me, much harder. Let's take a look at the next case. This requires a lot more knowledge that we might have to search after right now. So it's like this. Let's take the case of Sof Chama Lavo. So here, Rava says Pater, also. Right? So Tosa is like this. What does Rashi say? Klomim lo yis Hashem chama b'shasha kofso. Right. It's not there now. But it's so flavo kan. You know it's coming. And right now he could have gotten up and walked away. But now, I'm sorry, v'zeh lo yochol lamo. So now you make it impossible for him to get up. So he's going to die. It's Potter. Shelo hoya ha'horeg mizuman. The killer was not prepared. Lahariga, vigramo, the ain din moser lebeis nelish. Now, see, the term mezuman is difficult. What Rashi means by that, he doesn't mean prepared in the sense that it's on its way, because the sun is definitely on its way, right? He means mezuman like it's there at the ready, like it's present, with its acting. What if you tied someone onto the tracks of a railroad? Guy's lying on the railroad tracks. You got the time schedule. You know the 105 is going to pull up pretty soon. You tie the guy there. Is that sof chamo lavo, or is that sitting in the sun? So according to, we have to say sof chamo lavo.
It is.
Because he's not under the influence of any train at this moment.
That's hard to take in.
It's hard to take in. Right. Okay. So the train case, I think we put it on the tape, I don't remember. But that's the, and the sun case are equivalent, it would seem. That the sof chamo lavo is the same as tying someone onto the railroad tracks, provided they're there already. Now, Tosfos brings in a major exception here. So he says like this, sof chamo lavo, lo rabbi rachmona metzamtzem, okay, so now according to us, though, that means to say that logically that that's so, right? You can't learn that from O, right? It means to say, you don't know where I am, Mayor?
I do.
Sof chamalav, right? It means to say that there logically is a distinction between the two, and that is the closest case to actually killing somebody by Yodayim. And that's what the O only include that next case. You got it, Matt? You see where we are?
Yeah.
Right. So why is it the closest thing? Because the Maisa itself is actually delivering the deadliness of the thing biodayim. Here the thing is already there. You're just turning its connection deadly. Okay. But if it's not there at all, then your Maisa is complete and it didn't have any effect in the end of the Maisa. So then your Maisa is over, and because of your Maisa, something else happened. But nothing qualitative happened with your Maisa.
So now I don't...
Okay, now, Umihu, he said, no, sorry, I lost the spot. Umihu, yes. Im kofso bifnim, vehevio bimokom shesof chamo lavo, vesof tzina lavo, nira dechayev. Remember this part now? Sammy? So if he tied him up inside and while he's bound he puts him on the track of the sun or of the train or of the tzina, then Tosa says it appears that he should be chayav. This is where things get messy though. Leman da Omar Esho Mishum Chetzov. It's not something I want to get involved in.
That's the arrow stuff.
So the question is, I really don't understand what Tosis is tying it to that, one of those or the other. But the Gemara says that there's a running machlokas in Bava Kama, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When the Torah says, if you light a fire and it spreads to your neighbor's field, for instance, you'll be chayav, that's one of the Arba Avos of Nezikin. What principle is that working with? Is it working with the principle that fire is like your arrow, meaning to say it's just like your koach, right? It's like an extension of your koach. Or is it working with the principle that the fire is like your object, like your shore, Okay. So the Gemara.
Distinction?
Yeah, good question. So the Gemara says that why does Rabbi Yochanan, why do they disagree? So the one who says it's like your arrow, he doesn't like the doesn't like the idea that it's like your property because he says the fire has no substance, the flame has no substance. So that's not something that is akin, that's similar to property. And the one who says it's like your property and not like your arrow is because the fire moves on its own. Doesn't move. Yeah, you don't shoot it. It goes on its own. Now, what is the nafka mina between the two? And what exactly do they mean? It's not so simple. And it seems to be machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, because Rashi says in Bava Kamma, the difference would be if it's not your fire, if you take somebody else's coal. But Tosfos says that doesn't make any sense. Tosfos disagrees with that. So if you hold, if it's your arrow, you'd be chayav. It doesn't matter whose arrow you take. But if you hold mamon, you'd be pata. Tosfos doesn't like that at all. He says it doesn't really mean mamon. When it says mamon, it doesn't really mean it has to be your mamon. It's just like a midin mamon.
It's a funny thing. You can't take someone's combustion or something.
Okay, but anyway, so why is Tosfos saying this would only be if you hold it's like your arrow? So it gets a little bit more confusing. It's like this. Kedemuchach beketzad aregel. That's the sugi over there, of who's of whether it's your fire, whether it's your arrow or your money. Vein chilek, he says, bein mekarev ha'esh etzel hadavar. There's no difference by fire whether you bring the fire to the thing that you're destroying. Lemekarev hadavar etzel ha'esh. Or if you bring the thing to the fire. There's no difference between those two cases. Well, that's the case he's talking about, right? Kide porach, the Gemara asks. The Gemara says like this in Nakones. That's the Gemara you guys are doing for a while, right? Mm-hmm. There are four things that your putter bidei adam and chayav bidei shemayim. And one of them is if there's a fire burning, and you bend your friend's stalk to the fire. Well, that guy really wants to get through over there. You bend your friend's stalk to the fire. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Right? If it's a ruach, if it's an ordinary wind that ignites the stalk, so then, you should be chayev, an ordinary wind. Oh, then you should be chayev.
What do they say? You're chayev b'dei shemayim?
They say you're only chayev b'dei shemayim. If it was an ordinary wind that you know is coming, and that's what pushes the fire onto the stalk, then you should be chayev b'dei adam. And Rashi says over there, because it's basically like you just stuck it into the fire. Right? And if it's a ruach she'ena mitsuya, you should be pater, the Gemara says. Legamri. Because you didn't know what was going to happen. So the Gemara has a funny case. Is that what it really means is that you saw the fire coming. You didn't light the fire. You saw it coming. And you knew it was going to burn your friend's stuff. And you covered it. You covered his stuff up. Because it's halacha, there's a gzeiras hakosav that the fire, the one who makes a fire, is putter for the things that get destroyed if they were buried when the fire went over them. So basically, you're doing a thing, you're doing something that you know will cause your friend's stuff to be destroyed, but the fire, the guy who set the fire, will be putter. But anyway, that's not for us. But the point, what Tos is trying to say over here is that you see that the Gemara doesn't differentiate between bringing the fire to the stalk or bringing the stalk to the fire. So for some reason he's saying, and therefore, if I brought the guy to the place where I know the sun will come, that's like bringing the stalk to the place that I know the fire will go. And then you should be chayav. But I don't know why it's totally on arrow. Unless it's because he holds you can't equate the fire, you can't equate the sun to mammon in any way.
Oh, it's only if you hold that way?
That's does this.
That is,
Why do you need to equate it to mammon?
What's that?
Why would you need to equate it to mammon?
If you hold Aish as Bishum mammon.
Why does it only work? Nobody says the same. Why Aish Bishum mammon? What about Aish Bishum Chetzov? Why can it work like that?
No, it says the other way.
It
only works Aish Bishum Chetzov.
Doesn't work.
That's what he seems to say. He says, according to the one who says Eish is Mishum Chetzov, so then he'll be Chayev. But he's comparing it to an Eish case. He says, because the Gemara says, E demata niyale baruch matsuyo bedine adam nami l'chayev. Yeah. Let's take a quick look at that. He says, Yipater. Okay, so the way we're trying to explain it is like this. That when the according to the framework we were setting up, you have to be in order to be chayav, it has to be considered that your maisa had some quality, some effect in terms of the mamis and the gavra, so that the mamis had to be present. And either you are delivering the mamis biodayim, like a simple case of hitting a guy over the head with a rock, or the mamis is there and it's acting upon the gavra, and by confining him you're changing the quality of that relationship. But it's essential that it's there and acting upon it, because then your maisa will incorporate it. The maisa doesn't include things that are coming in the future. So that's if the sun is not up, then your maisa is just on the gavra, and it's not including the action of the sun. It's not qualifying, it's not changing how the sun is acting on him, because the sun is not there at all. So your maisa can't be deemed to include the action of the sun. It has to be that the sun is there, or he's under the water is there, and he already is defined in that situation. So now when you affect him, you're affecting him as mamela, changing, acting upon the situation. So it's including the maisa of the sun too. So now you turned it deadly. So now I can say that your maisa includes the sun as well. Right? And it's a conversion from the benign effects of the sun into the deadly effects of the sun. But when it's sof lovo, then you're not acting on your action doesn't include the maisa of the sun at all. All you can say is your maisa ceased when you can find them in the dark. And because of what you did, something else killed him. Because of what you did, as of now, a non-existent action will come along and kill him. That's a grama. Grama means when you cease, when the maisa occurs because of your maisa. But if it's included in your maisa, then you're chayev midin mitzamtzim. Or worse, or just overtly as a maisa. Now, so therefore, when the arrow, or when the sun is coming, or the train is coming down the tracks, and you can find him there, he's not under the effects of the sun at all right now. So your maisa can't be deemed to include that relationship, because that relationship doesn't exist. So you're not converting anything into a deadly quality. And you can't be... So the only way you could be chayav is if we can say that the action of the sun is your action. Okay? So Tosa says that is possible if you view it in terms of the din of Eish, midin chetzav. that there is an idea that bringing somebody into the trajectory of Aish is like shooting the Aish at the person. When you shoot an arrow at somebody, the arrow is your action. So Tosu says it's possible to say that midin Aish, if I take a person, tie him up inside, and put him into the future path of the sun, so now the sun is like fire that is coming. And I just put him into the path of that fire. And there's no difference between setting the fire loose and creating the path of the fire, or bringing somebody to the pre-existing path of the fire. Both of them, midin, the gzeiras hakosav of Aish, make the action of the fire your action. So now it will be like I threw the fire at him. I threw the sun in his direction. I'll be chayav because it's now my maisa that is mamis. I am directing the mamis. I'm controlling the mamis. I'm moving the thing into his direction. That makes me chayav. Midin Aish, I can co-opt the independent path of the sun and the fire into my directed action. Okay, but if the person is in the shade and I am mitzamtzem, that won't qualify under either category. It won't be mitzamtzem of O, because my maisa ceases without including any change of the situation from benign to deadly. Because the situation of the sun, the action of the mamis, my action ended without including the maisa of the mamis itself. Because the mamis is not acting now on the guy. And it won't implicate the din of Aish because I was not mekarev him to anything. A mitzamtzem doesn't, knows the chiddush is not that mitzamtzem is equal to maisa. That would have been a terrible, terrible mistake if we would have made that deduction, if we would have made that definition in the beginning and said, what is O telling you? O is telling you keeping somebody in any situation is equivalent to bringing him into that situation. Then this Tosaf would have made no sense. It only makes sense because we correctly stated that the chiyav of O is because it has a present conversion of the benign effects of the mamis into its deadly effects of the mamis. But it's not a universal thing because there was a qualitative change in the mice of me made a qualitative change. It's not a universal thing that keeping somebody someplace is equivalent to bringing him someplace. Then this tosis would have been impossible. So in this case, all we can say from mitzamtzem, from the O of mitzamtzem, is to, and the reason we said that is because all we can say from the O of mitzamtzem is the next closest thing. The primary thing is to create the deadly, deliver the deadly situation. The next step would be to turn the situation itself deadly. Right? Not to just make a general statement about things, that keeping somebody is the same as placing him. So therefore, all we can say by Aish is to be makarev him to the trajectory is like setting the trajectory upon him. But from and all we can say from mitzamtzem is that if you convert the present effects of a mamis into deadly effects, then it's like you're doing the mamis. Then it's like you're the mamis, because you're converting the effects itself into deadly effects. It's like you're changing and qualifying and creating a certain new, it's like you're controlling the effects of the sun itself. But you're there. It's there. You're there. Your action doesn't end without creating some deadly effect. But to just keep a person in a trajectory is neither one, and it wouldn't be chayav. You're not bringing him to the trajectory. And you're not converting any situation, any present situation, from benign to deadly. You're not converting any present maisa of a mamis into a deadly maisa. So that's why Tosas says, although you're putter, if you tie him up when he's there, you'll be chayiv if you bring him there. Okay. Now jump down to the bottom. Okay, so he has a few more. He works out the details of all the other cases of why you'd be putter. Okay. So for instance, he takes the case where you take the snake and you push it onto the guy. Okay. So he says, so the Gemara says it's a question of whether the poison is present in the snake's teeth or it comes in the future. So if you say it's present in the snake's teeth, then it's just like taking an arrow and sticking it into the guy. But if you say it's not there when you do it, then you're putter. So Tosa says, yeah, but it's self-level.
It's going to happen anyways.
It's going to happen anyways. So now it's like you're creating the trajectory, right? So he says, over there, the poison itself doesn't even exist.
When you put it in?
When you put it in. Says you must say that shita holds, the poison simply is not even in the world yet. So you see, he's saying that even mishum chetzov, there has to be a present trajectory. But to create a future trajectory, is also nothing. Not here. All right, let's just take the end. But then he has a revision in the end, okay? I didn't get a chance to think about this yet. So we'll take a look at it and we'll think about it. Va'od, he says, three lines from the bottom. Od yesh lafaresh de b'chol hani de sof chama v'tzina v'ari lovo v'zorak tziror l'mala v'nofa l'tachas afilu, that's an interesting case. All right. Afilu kofso v'heviu sham potter. He says it's also possible to say that in all these cases, even if you tied him up and brought him there, you'll be putter. Right. A new answer. Didami lekoach kocho. It's different. It's like the koach of his koach. Ve'esh nami shlohi misa ele beruach metsuya putter mi misa. And also the fire that would only kill somebody from a ruach metsuya, or Sheino, he changed it to. You would be Potter. El Dilin Momon Chayev Nezek Sholem. Velo Domi Lechati Nezek Tsroos. Avagav de Koach Kochahu. Do Isho Nami Chayev Mishimono. Alright. Separate thing.